Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Hi there. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I don't have so much as a specific topic as I do a quote, a statement that has just been simmering in my mind, and I thought it might be useful to share it. The context of this is that I was on a group coaching call, and we were discussing the pressure that we feel, particularly as women, but I would argue that all of us in this day and age, to be productive, to justify our time, to prove our worth, essentially that we live in a world that wants us to define ourselves within their little box. You know, when you're in kindergarten, it's what do you want to be when you grow up? When you meet someone new at a party, it's what do you do? And you're asking about their job. Like, we are trained to try to define ourselves by certain measures. And that this is normal and that this is expected. And it's always about what do we do that's productive for the world? How do we spend our time, and is it worth it? Do we earn enough money for them to trust us? Do we do something that they're going to feel is worthwhile? A lot of it is around that judgment of your worth based on what labels you give yourself. And I am someone who personally is very good at showing up, playing the part, ticking the box, kind of getting the win. So I look very productive. Most people who know me would say that I've always got multiple projects on the go. I'm so organized, always on top of things, very rarely forget things or miss things. And I'm always doing something with my time, and that I don't tend to rest particularly. And that is true, I would say. And one of the things we were talking about in this coaching call is how we show up for ourselves in terms of self-care. And I will quite openly admit that I meditate every single day. I do it. I tick it off my list every single day. I try to go for walks a certain number of times a week. I exercise a certain number of times a week. I journal. When it's on my to-do list, I journal. Look, it's that sense where we are showing up, we are ticking off the list, we are being good and productive, and as we should be in this world, we're doing everything we should do, but we're not progressing. You know, it's okay to say, well, I've done my meditation for today, tick. Did you actually feel any sense of relief, any positivity from doing that? Is this a technique that is working for you, or are you doing it because you feel you should? One of the things we came up talking about was the Miracle Morning, which is basically 7 steps that you can take. I think it's 1.5 hours every morning, and there's like 10 minutes of journaling, 10 minutes of visualization, 10 minutes of meditation. Like, they've got different things to do, and that this will set you up for success. And I have no doubt that those particular skills are really useful for a lot of people. But actually, it's not going to work for everyone. And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that one of my issues with the self-help realm is the kind of one-size-fits-all approach. I'm not saying that meditation is not good for anyone, or that meditation wouldn't work for some people. I think you just got to find the right kind of meditation for you and fit it into your life in a way that works. So again, not poo-pooing anything, not saying don't do the Miracle Morning, but we were talking about how actually that may not be an effective, realistic approach for a lot of people. And particularly that those of us who have tried doing it, and I have tried doing it in the past, it becomes a tick-off task, a to-do on our list, but it doesn't therefore add to our life or improve our well-being. And we spoke a little bit about how the world teaches us to feel guilty if we're not doing things. So, particularly as a female who works fewer hours than my husband, the housework, we have agreed that a lot of the housework falls to me. I'm quite happy with that concept generally. But there's also this expectation on some people, as I say, particularly in my experience, women, to basically your job is to, from wake up to bedtime, to care for the household, whether that is looking after children, whether that's helping, making sure your husband's lunch is ready, whether that's cooking dinner in the evening, whether it's making sure the washing is done. And again, some research has suggested that women have a higher cognitive load. So the amount of almost mental to-do lists we have tend to be higher in females, certainly in the Western world. And I can certainly see that in my own life. For example, my mum will always know what size shoe my dad wears, what size collar to get on his shirt. If my dad was to buy my mum a t-shirt, I don't think he'd know what size to get. And I know that's a really weird, basic kind of example. I also tend to notice it myself with shopping lists. So I will, yes, write a shopping list, but when I go around the shop or when I'm looking through the online shop, I will just remember, oh, we ran out of Parmesan cheese when we last had pizza, which might be 3 weeks ago now. And I'll add it to the list. And that is not something that my husband, I don't think, has ever done without looking in the cupboard to see if the Parmesan's there. So I think we ended up talking about this, that the world has taught us to feel guilty when we take a break because everyone else is working so hard and they're doing this. But actually, we are the ones who need the break because there is such an expectation that we put on ourselves to be defined by what we do, to be productive, to prove our worth, essentially. And this is where a lot of the guilt comes in, that if I sit here and play my video game for half an hour, rather than tidy up the house, you know, my job is to keep the house tidy. I am housewife. I also have a 9-to-5 job, but I am the one who has agreed to take on the responsibility for the house because my husband works longer hours than me. And therefore, any time I'm not doing those things, I feel guilty. And that is not something we are born with. That is something that our culture has dictated, and we don't even question it. I'm in my 30s now, and this is the first kind of real realization I'm having of this. Another way of thinking about it is that the 9-to-5 kind of, the idea of a 9-to-5 job was working in factories, certainly in England, the way it started was that it was for factory workers, and those were the hours you needed to work to make sure that you had physically produced enough of whatever was being manufactured. And the husband would go out and do that, and the wife would stay home and look after the children and the house and cook dinner and make sure the husband was cared for. And somehow now, we as women are expected to hold our own 9-to-5 jobs and look after the house and any children or pets and the husband, and still expected then to have our own social life and kind of be productive in our own right on top of that. So this is a bit of a ramble, but essentially I'm quite sick of the expectation I put on myself to always be productive, to complete tasks, to essentially have to prove myself to myself. This isn't even something that has come up because someone said something to me, or that's a lie. The reason I've particularly been thinking about this is because I have a couple of weeks off coming up, and I was asked, what am I going to do with the time off while I'm not at my day job? And I felt the pressure to come up with a socially acceptable answer. And I did. I managed to come up very easily with all the housework that needs to be done and going through my wardrobe and clearing that Tupperware cupboard of all the ones we don't use. And like, I had a massive list of all these things that I feel I should be doing because they're on my list and they have been for the last 5 years since we moved into this house. And it kind of made me realise that actually the reason I've taken the time off work is because I can feel myself starting to burn out and I need to rest. And I know that, and that's why I've taken the time. That's why I have deliberately scheduled all this in, so that I can take a breather and rest. And if that means for that first week, all I do is sleep in the mornings and then potter around, maybe go for a walk, maybe do some meditation because that's something that works for me, read some magazines, play some games. Actually, that's what it's designed for. That's why I took the time. I will feel guilty the whole way through it because the house will not get clean and tidy. And in fact, knowing me, I will still do bits and bobs here and there. Or I will try and blitz the whole house on day one so that I can then relax. Because that guilt is going to stop me from enjoying that time that I've specifically designed to have off for myself. And someone, getting back to the original conversation, someone said, "I'm not a shark. I won't die if I stop moving for a few minutes." And it just kind of hit me. It was just that sense of, oh my goodness, yes, I don't stop. Like, even when I go to bed, I'm thinking through what I'm doing tomorrow. I'm making sure I've set the alarm for the correct time. I'm making sure I've set the second alarm because I'm very good at turning it off in my sleep. I'm making sure that, you know, have I fed the cats? Are they going to wake up at 3 a.m. and cry for food and wake me up because they're annoying? Because I haven't put enough food down for them, in their opinion. My brain doesn't stop. And again, it's that sense of thinking about, actually, I'm not a shark. I don't need to keep moving to breathe. For humans, we need to stop, to pause, to rest, to recover, to breathe. And even if you aren't someone who can take a couple of weeks off like I am, I appreciate, I'm incredibly privileged to be in the position where I have managed to work my holiday around things and kind of make it work for me, that I'm able to do that. And I'm able to do it at a time that I know that I'm starting to go into that burnout stage. And I completely appreciate my privilege in that sense. What I'd like you to think about is, when do you stop? And when you stop, what do? And it might be as simple as when you go into the bathroom and you shut that cubicle door at your workplace or in your house or whatever. I mean, you might have, if you're at home, you've probably got a cat or a baby with you as well, because that's always fun. Taking a couple of deep breaths. And it might be you do 3 deep breaths every 5 hours. But you know what? Better than none. A lot of the things I recommend around the self-help realm are, can you do 30 seconds of this once or twice a day? Can you do 30 seconds of this 4 times a week? Because I believe it will add up eventually, and I know that it feels pointless, but actually if it feels pointless, hopefully that means it's easy to do, it's simpler to do. And I guess I want to ask if you fill your time. Do you feel like you're enough as a person? Do you use to-do lists to give yourself a sense of achievement? Do you numb from the world by achieving things? Do you define yourself by your to-do list? Another thing that I've started doing lately, I started doing it a few years ago when my friend Ellie DiGiulio began talking about them, is ta-da lists. Ta-da! Instead of a to-do list, you write all the things you've done. So at the end of the day, your ta-da list is all the things you've currently completed. Going to get out my ta-da list. It's 11 a.m. and I've done a load of washing and hung it up. I've gone through all my email inbox for the last 2 weeks and unsubscribed to things that I've never read. My laptop is currently doing a backup. I've had a chat with my friend who has recently got a cat and is asking me for advice here and there. And this is the second podcast episode that I'm recording. And that's my ta-da so far today. I also have a few plans of writing some fiction, working on my MVQ work, and I want to play some games. but that's time that I've set aside specifically to balance those things. And yeah, I also need to do some washing up because we've run out of big plates. So I need to make sure I do that because 4 is not enough. I suppose that's really what I wanted to share, was that sense of, if you're feeling that you've got to prove yourself, you're not alone. If you're feeling that you need to fill your time, consider putting on your to-do list rest. Even if it's 30 seconds or a minute or 3 lots of 10 seconds throughout the day. So I began becoming more aware of my stress levels by every time I went to the loo or went to make a cup of tea or coffee, or every time I got up from my office chair, I would force my shoulders lower. So I would literally, I don't even know how to describe it, I would physically pull my shoulders down and breathe in through my nose and out through my mouth 2 or 3 times. No one could, you know, didn't make a noise, no one noticed, no one could see. I would be walking to the kitchen or whatever as I did it. Like, it wouldn't be anything that would, I wouldn't stop to do it, which, thinking about it, is not the point, but I would still give my body that sense of, let's rest from our breathing that we've been doing and take a couple of like slow, deep breaths before we move on to the next thing. It's okay not to spend every waking moment proving yourself or being productive, because we are human beings, not human doings. We are not computers. And even computers need time to defrag every now and again. You are not a shark. You will not drown or suffocate if you stop moving for a minute. This is your permission to pause. This is your reminder to pause. I try and keep these episodes under 15 minutes because I don't have time to listen to podcasts that are an hour long. Is there anything that you have chosen to do because it's proving to yourself that you are worthy of existing? And if so, can you take that off your to-do list today? Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're all well, and I will speak to you again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realize, and I'll see you next time. Bye.